Surely it's God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, the Anointed One. He rules the entire earth right now. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And we come to pray. And we come to this place this morning by divine appointment. Today's Wednesday, and it's August 13th in the year of our Lord, 2014. The summer is moving fast, and we thank God for it. It's been an excellent summer in terms of temperatures and comfort. Been really, really great days. And we thank God because during those days, or these days, he's teaching us so much. And we're learning more and more about him, and he is drawing us closer and closer to him each hour, each day. Today our focus is separation for holy use. I want to repeat that. I like that. Separation for holy use. We want to welcome you and thank you for joining us on this day. My praise report, if there is one, and surely there is for our prayer team. For you that makes up our team. We thank God for you because prayer is such an important necessity that we cannot do without it. And to begin our day with prayer is a profound opportunity and privilege. And there are circumstances and situations and people that are coveting our prayers even on this day. And we thank God for the privilege of being part of this prayer team and being able, because of the access God has given us, to represent and intercede for others before the throne of grace, even for ourselves. What a privilege that is. Let us pray. Father, we looked forward to this moment when we would meet with you. There's no greater privilege than coming before your face, before your throne, making petitions because you invited us. You've given us the access, not because we deserve it, but because of your grace and your love, your kindness, your mercy towards us, so that we can make our entrance boldly before your throne. We thank you that the rule of your throne and reign extends to all the earth, not only in the heavenlies, but all the earth, all of creation. You exercise authority and control. All things are sustained by the word of your power. So we have great confidence today that what's on your heart, what's on our heart, meets at the same intersection so that your purposes are spread abroad, wide, touching every place that you desire for it to be present. So we thank you today that we are gathered on this internet experience. We are far flung between the north, the east, the west, and the south. But because of the power of prayer, those distances are nothing because of the reach of your authority, your reign, and your power. So we thank you today. And Father, we do ask your forgiveness for any failures on our part to measure up. And we're sure that we have failed in some instance. There's something that we should have done that we didn't do. There are things that we did that we shouldn't have. But we thank you that you've offered to us continual cleansing. And we enter into the shower of your mercy and grace today, your forgiveness. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Pass us by the brazen altar where the fires of heaven to purge and to clean and the blood of Jesus Christ resides to make whole that which is broken. And that's us. We bless your name today. Thank you for receiving us and ministering to our need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to you. I trust that you're feeling well today and had a wonderful season of rest. If you're in our zone, you hadn't too long arisen to join us, and we thank God for you and for your commitment. I would just like to draw your attention to a portion of Scripture. The Lord has spoken to my heart. You know, when I wake up in the morning, this is the only thing that's on my mind, the fact that we're going to meet for prayer. I mean, that's first and foremost. That's the very first thing I'm thinking about. So the Lord wakes me up at a particular time every morning, and automatically, you know, I'm listening and I'm hearing. I'm, you know, paying attention to what God may be saying in my spirit for this program every morning. And it's I cannot express in words the sense of privilege and obligation that I feel concerning this. It's the thing to live for. It really is. And to die for, if that's necessary. But it's such a joy. And so I listen carefully, and because I want us to be in sync with what's on God's heart for this day and for this prayer cast. We want to be in agreement with God. We don't want to do our thing. And so God has been extremely gracious in giving us the guidance that we need in that regard. So today our focus is the fact that God has separated us unto himself for holy use. Imagine that. Yes, little you and little me, God has chosen to do that. And so, in agreement with him, we offer ourselves in consecration. And that is more than simply setting ourselves apart from sinful things. It is living a holy life as opposed to a worldly life. A worldly life would leave us not caring what God thinks or feels and just pursuing our own interest on a day like today with the life that he has allowed us. He's allowed us strength and breath. But we can choose to live just worldly. And so consecration is living a life that is devoted to the Lord and his purpose for you, for us. It is devoting all we have to God for his use. Imagine that we are being used even now. The consecration that meets God's demands is a complete consecration with no mental reservation. A half-hearted consecration is no consecration at all. Gog is for all or nothing. So consecration involves our whole being and all that we have and all that we are. Everything is definitely and willingly placed in God's hands for His supreme use. This is what we are about today. So I would like to draw your attention quickly to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. There is a word there for you and for me. And it says, I'm reading from the Amplified, of course. It says, let us come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith. By that learning of the entire human personality, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness. Having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. This is the word of God from Hebrews chapter 10 and 22. We pray that it reverberates in our spirit and beings all day long on today. Now, there's someone that is listening, someone that has joined us today with a sense of desperate or desperation because you're discouraged. And God has a word for you today to cause you to be strong, to strengthen your heart. And that word comes directly to you from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. And I've seen a series of scriptures that God wants to use in your heart, in your being, prescriptively. In other words, to strengthen your heart and as a remedy for your discouragement. And I will give a listing of that scripture shortly. So you may want to get a pen and or pencil and paper to take note of the scriptures, because the Word of God has the remedy for us. That's where we get to see and meditate on, have our thinking slowed down so that we can really process what God has said in His Word. And you want to be able to look that up for yourself. Now, the first word comes from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. And here's what it says. I'm reading from the Amplified, of course. And it says, this is for you. Lay hold of it. It's for me as well. I'm laying hold of it. Imagine God is saying this to you directly. This is for you. It's for us, but you can have as large a bite of this as you can consume. It's all you can eat. Here's what it says in chapter 31 and verse 6 of Deuteronomy. It says this, be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Those are commands as well as affirmations Be strong, courageous, and firm. Don't waver. Resist fear. He says, fear not, nor be in terror before them. And it's talking about your those that oppose you and that which opposes you. And here's the confirmation and affirmation: for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. So you're not alone. And here's what he's committed to doing. He will not fail you or forsake you. Let us pray into that. Let us seal that with prayer right now. Because God is saying we have no cause for discouragement whatsoever. But we must begin right now to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Father, as we read your word, we realize we have no reason to feel discouraged. Help us on this day to be strong and of good courage and not to fear. For we know you are with us. You will not fail us. You will not forsake us. We choose to wait on you, Lord, and to be of good courage, for we know that you will strengthen our hearts. We therefore praise your mighty name, that through your gate, that through your grace, we are strong. Through your grace, we will be encouraged and are encouraged, that we may observe to follow all your principles, which you've given to us in your word. We will not turn aside from your commandments, Father. So therefore, we will prosper wherever we go and whatever we do. Your word is a great source of encouragement to us, and we will meditate upon its precepts both night and day. As I obey your commands, you will cause me to prosper in my way and give me good success. Personalize that. Hallelujah. We call you Abba Father today, and we rejoice in you forevermore, for now and forever, loving you, Lord, believing in you, Lord, and we rejoice with unspeakable joy that's full of glory. Help us to forget those things that are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are ahead. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you for replacing our discouragement with great encouragement through faith in Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Can you feel courage and strength coming into your spirit, into your being, into your heart, even now? That's God's plan for you today. That's God's plan for us. Hallelujah. We're warriors, but there are times we're
Thank you.
There are times we're impatient. There are times we just wanting to know, where is God? Mm-hmm. We don't see him for some reason. Mm-hmm. But God is awesome, isn't he? He's awesome. He's awesome.
Yes.
And he's there for you. And he's there for us. That's for real. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you that are prepared to meditate on this truth or these truths, allow me to share with you quickly some scriptures. I'm just going to give you their location, their address in the Word of God. Of course, you've just received Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Meditate on these and let them resonate in your spirit. And then there's Psalms 27:14. That's Psalms 27:14. Then there's Joshua 1:7. All of this is in my favorite zone of scripture where God has really shown me great things. Joshua 1:8. He wants you to meditate, be strong, be of good courage, and meditate on his word night and day for good success. Then there's Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. We're experiencing some static that I will try to locate that is coming from someone's line. I think I may have just found it, and I've muted that line, I think. No, we haven't found it yet. Okay. It's like searching for a needle in a haystack to find a line that is noisy, that is, you know, not being helpful to our program, because our program is being recorded, as I like to remind us. So, Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 21, and 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. That's Deuteronomy 1:21, and 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. 2 Chronicles 31 and verse 4. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. 1 Peter 1:8. And finally, Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. These are scriptures that are designed to strengthen your heart, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. It's to strengthen our hearts so that our hearts are stout as we stand against whatever giant or giants that pop up. And Paul says, having done all, stand. This is the day where we are required to stand. And so, stand. It's that simple. Praise the Lord. Well, we're open for a praise report or a prayer request if you desire to take the step of faith and do either of those. You can voice your prayer praise report where God, you've experienced or seen God answered prayer. And I already gave mine, and mine was for you. I mean, our prayer cast today is loaded. I mean, there's so many lines that are in. It's just awesome and wonderful. And so I want you to have the privilege of giving a praise report or making a prayer request. Now, I've come to this with what I believe God has laid on our heart as an agenda, and my heart as an agenda for today. And so we will keep moving forward in the absence of a praise report or a prayer request from you. And of course, we're here to offer ourselves and our presence and the power of agreement. So we've prayed for encouragement for those that are experiencing weakness in your spirit as relates to needing strength of heart to stand. Prayed for that. Now, I have a couple of prayer requests that are belong to individuals with whom I've interacted with, and God has said, put them on the prayer list. That's my particular resort, that God can meet every need. And so there's a wonderful young man that is about to take an exam that relates to his career as a he's a fireman. He works with the fire department, and he's taking an exam that would advance his career in that regard. And so he has asked for prayer. And so we're going to pray for him that he would be successful in his quest to succeed in this exam. And then we want to pray for a young lady, wonderful young lady that loves the Lord, known her since she was a teenager. In fact, I was her youth pastor. Well, she's ill right now, and she is in the hospital. And her name is Doreen. And we want God to intervene in her situation to strengthen her right now. So we're going to pray for Doreen and for DeMont with his exams. I will ask you to join me in agreement. These are two young people that love the Lord. They know the Lord. Father, we lift up DeMont before you, who has his heart turned towards you to live right, to do right. And he realizes his limitations and is looking to you for help. And that we believe that he has come to the right place, to you. He's asked for the power of agreement for his success as he prepares himself for this exam that would elevate him in his career. We thank you for him. We thank you for the heart that you've given to him to serve you and to go in the right direction, to keep his heart turned towards you so that you can continue to develop and increase him. So we thank you right now that you're building out of his life a great testimony that will bring you glory. So we thank you for the testimony of success in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are sure that his mother is praying as well for him. We thank you for answering her prayer in the name of Christ Jesus. Today we pray for Doreen. We ask that your hand of healing would touch her right in the hospital on this day. You would strengthen and raise her up.
Amen.
You would give her a sense of hope, a sense of deliverance, confidence in you. Strengthen her faith in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for her medical team, that your sight and insight would illuminate their minds and hearts so that they know exactly what to do and what you would have them do as they minister to her needs for care for her health. Strengthen her family and their hearts as they stretch and trust you for her care and her recovery. And Father, this is a testimony of your goodness and your mercy. We are looking to testify of your power to heal, because you are our healer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of us can say, amen. You are
deliverer,
strong tower. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If you send
the
confidence in God's power rising in your heart,
yes, Lord,
that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm seeing some individuals or certainly your info appears for us on our screen, and I want you to know personally, this is very personal, I missed you. I noted that for whatever reason you were, as they say in the military, MIA, missing in action, so to speak. So I trust that you're okay. And it's obvious that God has kept you because you're back with us. And I thank you for joining us on this adventure and expedition that God has us on. And we have been kept and are continually being directed. One of the things that I've prayed for, and I have so many praise reports, I can't give them all on any one prayer cast. I just can't, because I look at everything, or at least I try to view everything that God is doing, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for this prayer cast. It's such a blessing in my life and our lives. And but we've prayed for our restoration projects relating to our building, and God is really, really teaching us, and particularly myself, about these things and how to go about them and how to experience a success for His glory and on His behalf. And so He has been really helpful, and He's given me great confidence in Him as I watch His hand move. So I thank you for your prayers, for praying and agreeing with us as we move forward in this, through many challenges, of course, and one of them being funding. And but we believe in God. He's a spectacular God, and I believe He's got some spectacular things in the works. So we thank God for that. Now, if you have a prayer request or time is advancing, I would like to engage your prayer request if you have one. But
good morning.
Feel free. Good morning, Christine. Good to hear your voice.
Praise
Welcome
the Lord.
Back.
Good to hear
your Welcome
voice.
Back. Listen to this. Welcome back home. I speak things that are not as though they were.
Pastor, I'll be back on Saturday morning. Praise the Lord.
We can't wait. Come quickly Saturday.
I cannot wait also. I have a praise report that it's a funny praise report, but it's just showing us how every morning when we pray for our safety going to and fro throughout the day and the safety of our children and our family.
Yes.
My son-in-law came home from work last night, and usually when he come, I will ask him, how was your day, what you did. He is he work with Dish Network. He is a cable technician, cable
okay.
installation technician. And he said, it was so funny. He said, Ma, you wouldn't believe what happened today. I was like, what? He works in this remote area in Richmond where, like, Verizon and AT&T and these other companies do not service. So Dish Network, they go all in the forest, not all in the woods where these people live.
Up in the woods, in the bush, so to speak.
Yes. And he said he had this particular customer. They have a huge, humongous house. And in the south, they don't have basement. They have bunkers, what you call bunkers. So to make a long story short, he said he had to go in the bunker through a channel to find the cable, to run the cable, to bring it up in the house. And he said he normally would put on his headlight, because you need light. The bunkers don't have light, so you need your light. And he said he put on his headlight and he went down in the bunker. And when he reached like a certain way in, something tell him, look up. He said when he looked up, one big snake coiled along the beam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I asked, what you did? Didn't you run out of there? He said, no. He just said, Jesus, Jesus. And the snake watched him, and he watched the snake, and he quietly recoiled back out,
mm-hmm.
and he went out, and she said he went out, he held his breath, and he said, thank you, Jesus, for showing me the snake. And I was like, what? He said, yes. I said, what you did after? He said, I just regroup myself, get my breath together, and look for another channel, look for another way to run. I said, so you leave the snake there? He said, yes. He just left the snake there, and he just looked for another passage to run the wire. I said, did you tell the people? He said, yes. He told the people. I said, because they could get up and meet that snake in the toilet bowl or somewhere one day. He said, yes, he told them, and all they said, they know it is a black snake. It is not harmful. And I was like, what? So immediately I said, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the prayers, for the safety, because this is one of the things I always do throughout the day. I always, if my kids come in my mind, I would cover them. I would, whatever it is, his name is Marlon. If he come in my spirit, I will start to pray, Lord, whatever it is, cover him. Cover him wherever he is, cover him. It is my... And I just want to thank God for this prayer line that has taught us to keep our loved one in prayer. It's funny, but I was like, it could have been, if he didn't see the snake and he did continue going, who knows, even though the people say it's not a poisonous snake. I don't want to know if the snake poisonous.
Well, you don't want him for a pet, that's for sure. You don't want him for a pet. So we're thankful. We're thankful for that deliverance, for that protection. Yesterday we prayed for angels to accompany us as we... You know, God watches over us. There are dangers that we experience, we don't even know that they are. We don't even know. God is just wonderful. He just does what He does. He doesn't tell us every single thing, because some things are just, we won't even be able to handle it. What He really protected us from at a given moment, in terms of using His rule over time, His rule over location, all of those things, ordering our footsteps, all of those things
come together
for His purposes, absolutely. So when we make it through the day, we have a praise report. We have a praise
report.
Yeah, because we didn't take care of ourselves. We may think we did. We were just so clever that we were able to keep ourselves. Not true. Not true. It's God that keeps us. And so he also protects our mental and spiritual health by not revealing to us all of the dangers and things that He brought us through. Otherwise, we'd be we would be basket cases. We'd be so scared from moment to moment.
Amen. Amen.
So he doesn't show us everything, but there's some things that we get to see enough to remind us that he is in charge.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for that praise report. We are going forward towards the end of the week, and earlier this week we shared with you that there are two families, and so my wife and I will be attending two funerals this week, one on Friday and one on Saturday. And they're both people that love the Lord, these families. These are people that love the Lord, and our prayers are being answered because they are able to finalize arrangements for the burial of their loved one in the order and fashion that God would have it. And so that's a praise report, really, because at least on one of the families, I've been on the inside in terms of what's going on relative to arrangements. And you know, these arrangements can be challenging, financially as well. Well, both of these families are able to bring the grace and mercy of God to bear on their situation, and they've succeeded in firming up decent arrangements for their loved ones going home. And I believe in both cases, these persons knew the Lord, and they've gone to be with Him. So we continue to pray for the McCombs family and for the Johnson family. And the Johnson family, their funeral going home service for their loved one, which is Pastor Marcus Johnson's eldest son. And he died after an extended illness. So that funeral will be on Saturday. And then on the McCombs family, for Delphine McCombs, will be on Friday. We thank God. Father, we thank you for keeping these families in the right path, even as they succeed in making arrangements to say farewell to their loved ones. We thank you for keeping them. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless their going out, their coming in. And Father, we know that you feel and have compassion towards them for the healing of their hearts, for the healing of their spirits, even as they experience this grief and this bereavement. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. That we can call on you in the time of trouble. Amen and amen. Well,
amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, certainly. I would like to share a benediction with you for God's glory, of course. Now, unto the King eternal, immortal, and invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Honor and glory forever. Keep that on our hearts today. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. And join us again on tomorrow morning, Global Time, with Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
God bless. Thank you.